原创子卷三，2022年安徽真题创新辨识卷。一，短对话理解。你将听到五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，请在每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。每段对话读两遍。
Number one, Hi Tony, long time no see. How's it going?
Pretty good. I worked as a guide at a museum.
Hi Tony, long time no see. How's it going?
Pretty good. I worked as a guide at a museum.
Number two, what a heavy rain. We should do something else instead of playing football.
I agree with you. We can play chess in my home.
What a heavy rain. We should do something else instead of playing football.
I agree with you. We can play chess in my home.
Number three, this storybook is very interesting. Is it Tom's or John's?
Neither. It must be Eric's. His name is on the second page.
This storybook is very interesting. Is it Tom's or John's?
Neither. It must be Eric's. His name is on the second page.
Number four, you speak English so well. How do you do that?
By reading English texts twice a day. You can try it.
You speak English so well. How do you do that?
By reading English texts twice a day. You can try it.
Number five, honey,The day after tomorrow is our son's birthday. What about holding a party for him?
Great. We can invite his friends to the party.
Honey, the day after tomorrow is our son's birthday. What about holding a party for him?
Great. We can invite his friends to the party.
二，长对话理解。你将听到两段对话，每段对话后有几个小题，请在每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。每段对话读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六、七题。
Sam, I'm going to teach students in the mountain areas during my summer vacation.
Sounds great. So, do you want to be a teacher in the future?
Of course. I want to be a good teacher, like both of my parents. What about you?
I wish to be an engineer to change the world into a better place.
Great. I believe your dream will come true.Because you are gifted in science.
Thank you. Achieving my dream needs time and energy. I'll work hard on it.
Let's work harder from now on. Sam, I'm going to teach students in the mountain areas during my summer vacation.
Sounds great.So, do you want to be a teacher in the future?
Of course. I want to be a good teacher, like both of my parents. What about you?
I wish to be an engineer to change the world into a better place.
Great. I believe your dream will come true because you are gifted in science.
Thank you. Achieving my dream needs time and energy. I'll work hard on it.
Let's work harder from now on. Doctor, I haven't been feeling well. Can you take some medicine for me?
Okay. What's wrong with you?
I have a stomach ache, and it hurts every few minutes.
How long have you been like this?
Since last night. My stomach was very painful after dinner.
What did you eat yesterday?
I had some bread and milk for breakfast. At noon, I ate meat with cold juice after sports.
I got it. You have a stomach ache caused by the cold juice. Don't worry. I will give you some medicine, and you should pay more attention to your diet.
Thank you so much. You are such a patient doctor. Doctor, I haven't been feeling well. Can you take some medicine for me?
Okay. What's wrong with you?
I have a stomach ache, and it hurts every few minutes.
How long have you been like this?
Since last night. My stomach was very painful after dinner.
What did you eat yesterday?
I had some bread and milk for breakfast. At noon, I ate meat with cold juice after sports.
I got it. You have a stomach ache caused by the cold juice. Don't worry. I will give you some medicine, and you should pay more attention to your diet.
Thank you so much. You are such a patient doctor.
短文理解，你将听到一篇短文。短文后有五个小题，请根据短文内容，在每小题所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。短文读两遍。
Giving a speech was a difficult thing for me because I was really afraid of talking in front of people. But I believed it was an important skill, so I joined the school speech club with my sister. In my first class, I stood there nervously and waited for the teacher. After several minutes, he came over. The teacher taught us how to give a speech. Jerry was the first person chosen to have a try. Pretty soon, he could do this pretty well. The 60 minutes after 5 o'clock p.m. every day was really hard for me, but the teacher explained to me what I should do to express myself. With the help of the teacher, I made progress day by day. In the end, I could give a speech in front of many students. I learned how to give a speech and got over my fear.
Giving a speech was a difficult thing for me because I was really afraid of talking in front of people. But I believed it was an important skill, so I joined the school speech club with my sister. In my first class, I stood there nervously and waited for the teacher. After several minutes, he came over. The teacher taught us how to give a speech. Jerry was the first person chosen to have a try. Pretty soon, he could do this pretty well. The 60 minutes after 5 o'clock p.m. every day was really hard for me, but the teacher explained to me what I should do to express myself. With the help of the teacher, I made progress day by day. In the end, I could give a speech in front of many students. I learned how to give a speech and got over my fear.
4. 信息转换。你将听到一篇短文，短文后有5个小题，写出下面表格中所缺的单词，每空仅填一词。短文读2遍。
As middle school students, it's very important for us to study on our own. What should we do to learn wisely? First, let's begin with our own things. It's our duty to clean our rooms and make our beds. Second, help with housework. We can help cook or wash clothes in our free time. Doing housework is a good method, which teaches us how to look after ourselves. Third, be active in some school things. Everyone is a part of the school, so we must help clean the classroom and take out the rubbish. Last but not least, we should think about things by ourselves first. We can listen to the ideas of others carefully, but don't always depend on others. I think if we keep on doing these above, will become more and more independent.
As middle school students, it's very important for us to study on our own. What should we do to learn wisely? First, let's begin with our own things. It's our duty to clean our rooms and make our beds. Second, help with housework. We can help cook or wash clothes in our free time. Doing housework is a good method which teaches us how to look after ourselves. Third, be active in some school things. Everyone is a part of the school, so we must help clean the classroom and take out the rubbish. Last but not least, we should think about things by ourselves first. We can listen to the ideas of others carefully, but don't always depend on others. I think if we keep on doing these above, we'll become more and more independent.